Dictation for Charles Fisk, F-I-S-K, June 12, 50. Addresses a letter to Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Levant, L-E-V as in Victor, A-N-D, 866-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Levant, consultation for Mr. Fisk. Recent abnormal kidney function, proteinuria, comes accompanied with wife Rosie, R-O-S-I-E. He says to have increased thirst from having pain medications causing dry mouth. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There has been no diarrhea, bleeding. He does have symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with frequency nocturia. However, no infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence or very minor. Prior history of prostate cancer, surgery 2004, without recurrence, did not receive radiation treatment or chemotherapy. Used to see Dr. Matman, M-A-A-T-M-A-N. He doesn't know if PSAs are still being done. He has edema lower extremities, not following a strict low sodium, and he drinks large amount of liquids. Much pain, palpitation, syncope, no gross dyspnea, uses inhalers, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, some upper respiratory symptoms. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, idiopathic neuropathy, although he used to drink alcohol in the past, no diabetes, scoliosis, and what sounds like a spinal cord cyst. He remembered a C667, two surgeries done, Dr. Field, neurosurgeon, F-I-E-L-D, the first one at the age 13, the second one when he was around 23, was causing some weakness, primarily left upper extremity and tremors, but that has not recurred. Denies even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS, stroke, seizures, denies heart abnormalities. Next paragraph, surgery for the prostate cancer, appendix, the cyst on the spinal cord cervical area in two opportunities, right shoulder rotator cuff, left-sided carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 13, one pack per day, discontinued like 10, 15 years ago, was drinking heavily alcohol until 2017. Next paragraph. Reported allergy to codeine and morphine. Next paragraph, present medication Effexor, HCTC, Losartan, Flexeril, Cymbalta, Metoprolol, Nurantin, iron and BC replacement, multivitamin, melatonin, Brioelita, occasionally albuterol, and supplementations over the counter with nitric oxide. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Mild decreased hearing. Depression on treatment. Sinusitis. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 197, blood pressure 150 over 92 on the right, 150, 88 on the left. He is awake, alert, or intestine 3, attentive, mild decreased hearing, normal eye movement, non-nystagmus, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, prior posterior laminectomy, cervical area, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no oral whiskers, consolidation, pleural effusion, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses, no palpable liver spleen, no gross edema, no neurological deficit, symmetrical pulses. Next paragraph. Recently, creatinine went high. This is in May. The only event I can see is the IV contrast exposure for a CT scan. Creatinine 1.5, at that time normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, GFR was 46. Previously, creatinine between 1.1 and 1.2. Since then, most recent testing a month ago, July, mild anemia, 13.3, low ferritin, 27, normal white blood cell platelets, MCB low at 80. Creatinine back to normal at 1, GFR better than 60, a normal potassium acid base, minor decreased sodium 134, a normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, persistent small red blood cells at 80, hemoglobin of 13.3. There is proteinuria that has fluctuated in the 70s to 130s. Urine analysis, 1 plus of protein, no blood. Next paragraph. A CT scan, May of this year, IV contrast exposure, evidence of emphysema. There was a pulmonary nodule, which is new. Some atherosclerosis of thoracic aorta. No gross lymph nodes. Kidney shows a cyst. On the right side, 5.8 centimeters. Incidental gallbladder stones. Scoliosis of the thoracic area. And there is an ultrasound showing fatty liver and gallbladder stones. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. An episode of acute kidney injury back in May, the only potential factor, the IV contrast exposure. He does not recall any problems of vomiting, diarrhea. There is no kidney function is back to normal. There is low-level proteinuria, but no gross blood or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Incidental large cyst on the right kidney without obstruction or reported masses or urinary retention. Next number, hypertension office that needs to be verified and followed. I did not change medications. He will continue beta blockers, diuretics, and losartan. Next number, relatively low sodium, likely from diuretics. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, evidence of iron deficiency, although no gross anemia. Stool sample should be checked. It's unusual for a gentleman to develop iron deficiency unless there is some losses. Next number, a prior history of what sounds like cervical spinal cord cyst at an early age, probably syringomyelia. Presently not active. Next paragraph, all issues discussed at length with the patient and wife. Plan to come back in a year. Our goal blood pressure should be progressively close to 130 over 70 or below. End of dictation.